Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/ZABE and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/ZABE today.
Tuned for a special presentation.
What is a white former Frederick Community College golfer turned down on his luck PGA pro? The other, a black undersized wideout who had a cup of coffee with the Calgary Stampeders. Now with their athletic careers long since dead, they live their lives as Beltway Bandits in the DMV, selling software and services to Uncle Sam and his cronies. Starsky and Hutch, you ask? No. It's Rhodesie and Hatch.
Love it.
And there you go. Johnny Rhodes, Bryant Hatcher. You've made it, boys. You've got your own open.
There we go.
Any complaints? Did I accurately describe you guys?
I'm tearing up.
Undersized.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I mean, you could have said fat bald about me. I wouldn't have been hurt.
All right, so undersized for you're 5'11"?
No.
5'10"?
Yes.
So what would be undersized? 5'9" and under?
Well, remember back then.
Oh, back then. It's a back then thing, Johnny.
Gary Clark, Ricky Sanders, okay, were all the same size.
Okay.
Right? There wasn't.
Football don't know what size you are. Some guys and some guys play bigger than their actual size.
Look at Tyreek Hill. That dude's probably 5'7".
Yeah, he got kicked out. They're like, you're done. By the way, any thoughts on that?
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got paid.
Okay.
He did what he was supposed to do.
He's going to Miami.
Who's not going to be? He's going to be frustrated.
Yeah, I was going to say frustrated.
I was going to say you got paid, but you
got paid. He's not catching any balls anymore.
I mean, he just left Pat Mahomes.
Right. Well, the problem
for Tua Tagovailoa.
The problem is they've already. They're not going to be able to stretch. They're not going to be able to stretch the field with him because they're not going to be afraid. The defenses aren't going to be afraid that Tua can get him the ball. So right. What are they going to have to do? They're going to have to run him on drag routes and 10-yard and under routes. But they already have somebody who does that. His name is Waddle. Okay. Caught 100 balls for him.
Jalen Waddle.
So they can't have two guys running, crossing, short crossing routes. Yeah. Two guys that do the same thing.
Well, we shall see. You know, what's funny is that we're 1 week away from the draft. We're going to talk a lot about the draft. Rhodesy is a draft fanatic. Bro, you got to slow down on this.
I think I know why.
Why do you throw yourself in the draft so much? You're never going to be Mel Kiper.
Because my team has sucked for 30 years, so I feel like...
30-plus.
30-plus.
No, it sucked for 2 months. You're a Commanders fan. You were just born.
Yes. We just are brand
take
new.
Command. You know this guy, this fool tweets out, hashtag take command all day, every day.
He does.
He's such a mark for the... I mean, on one level, I respect it. On the other level, I weep for you.
Because you left us.
I ain't the only one, bitch.
I know.
I'm out. See you in Green Bay, bitch.
Well, you know what, though? A couple other people might be abandoning them, too, as soon as they get busted for stealing that, say, hiding that money.
How about that, by the way?
I know.
You guys both know how business works here in the DMV and accounting and ticket sales and all this other shit. How shady do you think that stuff was with Snyder and the alleged moving around of money to different accounts?
It all adds up. Remember the farce about the waiting list?
Oh yeah.
And then suddenly there is none, and then suddenly the stadium's half empty, and then
suddenly, it was a shell game is what it was.
Exactly right. It all makes sense.
Yeah. He was keeping people's deposits.
Yeah. Including Goodell's. He had $1,000 of Goodell's.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I even read that he hid some of the revenue into things like college games that were at the field.
Exactly.
He would tuck it into that line item instead.
Right. Now they just responded saying, oh, this is all unfounded and blah, blah. Disgruntled employee.
Just like Stephen Ross with Brian Flores.
That's
same
true.
Thing. That's the first thing everyone always says. The allegations are false.
These are unfounded.
Right, unfounded allegations.
Oh, yeah?
If
well,
you,
do you have
talk
any...
to us, you'd know what the real truth is.
Well, do you have any proof?
Well,
no.
Exactly.
Commanders didn't just respond. They showed up with 108 pages.
Yeah, but 108 pages doesn't mean it's full of anything. It could be 100 pages of legalese.
Look, when you got the guy, here's what happens. This is what I always say. When you do crooked business, and the guy that you have doing the crooked business, you're stuck with him forever. Because if you dog him, you're done.
That's right.
Because he's going to turn on you. And that's exactly what happened.
He's got nothing to lose.
He's got nothing. You dogged him.
Snyder has a long line of people who have nothing to lose now.
Right. So they're going to start ratting him out.
Doesn't mean he's leaving, though, Johnny. I every now and then I think, that's it. This is going to get him. And then I'm like, if they were going to get him, they would have got him.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, no one wants something to stick on anybody more than him. And no, it's like they're in the mob. The 32 owners are the mafia. And to Hatch's point, if he goes down, he's taken five other owners down with him.
Right.
If it's being done in Washington, there's a model that's being somewhere else.
The only chance that this is the only chance that he has to be gone. If you screw your own people,
I know,
which
I
is
agree.
The mob.
If but he's you screwing prove it.
The, yeah, if he's screwing his own people, they're going to turn on him.
Sayonara.
But that's the thing. Yeah, but he's done.
It depends on the level of screwing. If you're a little light with your bag and everyone does it, you tax the guy.
Right.
You penalize him a couple
you
of points.
You make his ass.
Right. Yeah. You're like, listen, this
let
is bullshit.
You let the cat out of the bag. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, let's get to the draft. I have a list of draft questions. I sent some of them to you guys. Johnny's already upset because he came with his own voluminous prep and wants to go over every pick and every round and your grades, and we don't have time for that today.
What?
We will let you opine a bit. We're not going to bore people with too much nuance.
I thought I was going to have like a 40-minute presentation.
You like
no
the low-budget Mel Kiper over here?
I must have misunderstood. Yeah.
Yeah. Mel Kiper, 39th year doing the draft, but he will not be in Vegas because he's not vaccinated, and ESPN has a policy. What a fucking farce that is. Mm. Be middle of Sodom and Gomorrah, Las Vegas. Hundreds of thousands of people. And they're like, you can't go. So it'll be beamed in via satellite. All right, let's get to the draft. What's the best way to describe the draft, do you think? Is it a lottery? Is it a volume game? Is it a chance for smart teams to excel? Is it all the above?
Well, first thing I say is everyone, I'd say the first five picks, everyone knows who those are. Now, it's just a matter of order of how they go. I'm not saying people know exactly what order each one, Aiden Hutchinson, Kavion, Thibodeau,
right.
You know, my boy from Cincinnati, Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
These guys, everyone knows those guys. Those are the guys that everyone agrees on that are going to be top five, maybe 10,
right.
You know, that shuffle that 10 any kind of way you want. Everyone knows who those are. Those aren't hard to figure
out.
Yeah,
I love all the mock drafts where guys are doing round one. Like, wow, go on a limb, why don't
right.
you? I mean, round one, we can all do round one.
But a lot of this draft, more than any other, is shrouded in mystery.
Only at the quarterback position. Only at the quarterback positions. We know who the top two, we know who the top four defensive ends are. We know who they are.
We don't know the order. You think Aiden Hutchinson by far is the number one pick? I saw somebody say he's like a Bosa. And someone else said, get the Bosas out of your mouth. He ain't them.
I think he is Bosa light.
Bosa light?
He's not as quick off the ball.
Then he's not a Bosa brother.
Yeah, here's the reason why I say he's Bosa light. Because he has the moves and he's farther along progressed than most college players like the Bosas were because they had their dad who was an NFL player who taught them how to rush the passer and use intricate moves to get around offensive tackles. And I think Aiden Hutchinson with his dad who played at University of Michigan and was a great defensive lineman,
sure.
taught him how to play the position skill-wise, using moves and things of that nature to be able to get to the quarterback.
Okay.
And I think that's where he is as well. That's why I say light.
Rosie, is he a Bosa brother by a different name?
No.
Okay.
No. He's white, last I checked.
So there's that.
Is that
going for him?
You know, the draft, the way contracts are done today in the NFL and usually when people start hitting pay dirt in their second contract, the draft is an organization's opportunity to stay young and get guys under
their
rookie. Yeah. And get guys under their rookie deals, and hopefully you strike pay dirt on one or two of them and extend them. Otherwise, you're going to move on from those guys and load
up again. 5 years and done. Use up the best 5 years and move.
Shorter than that. The reason why, you're right, Rhodes, but the main thing that people don't understand is they don't want to pay pensions, and pensions are after 3 years. So you have the reason why a lot of guys rotate out. If you make it, like a lot of guys that I know that play, they said if they were fringe players, they said if I can make it past year three, I'll play for a while.
Okay.
Because year three is for fringe guys is that important year. Either you're going to make it or they shuffle you out and bring in the new because they don't want the pensions.
But
they
if you're a good player, they can have you for 5 years under control, then let you go.
Right.
It's why some of these deals, like Denzel Ward just got paid big time in Cleveland. He's a really nice player. He was the fifth overall pick. Fuck, dude, that's a lot of money in one corner.
Highest ever. Every new deal is the highest ever.
125, 72 guaranteed.
Yeah.
Why not use them up and move on? Say someone else can pay that guy.
Because you want to win, and you need some kind of continuity on a team. It's a team sport. Football is the ultimate team sport, and you got to have continuity on a team.
I hear you.
You can't buy a team. How many teams have tried to buy – buy a team and think they're going
to
win a championship. How many times does
that
work?
One player,
though. It happened to work this year, but it usually doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, one
it usually
player.
Doesn't. I mean,
I think the draft, get back to my question, it is so much a lottery. It's so much luck. You just don't know who's going to actually dig in and be a pro once they get paid or turn into be a douchebag shithead who doesn't really put in effort. You don't know who's going to get hurt. You don't know who's going to be misschemed. You don't know who's going to get good coaching, bad coaching. It's really a case of if it was my team to own, Johnny, I would have as many picks as I can.
And that's where I was going. That's why I get so obsessed that we only have five picks. We.
The Commanders. That's a we. You're a we.
But you, in my opinion, nailed it.
You only have five total picks?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You nailed it on the head the last 2 points you made. As far as it being a lottery, being picked into the right scheme and being picked under the right coaching. I mean, we don't know what NFL busts would not have been NFL busts in another environment.
True.
Jimmy's boy, my buddy Jimmy over here.
Jim West, who's auditing today's podcast.
They selected Miles Boykin. I was pretty high on Miles Boykin when the Ravens selected him.
Position, school, please.
Wide receiver, Notre Dame.
Okay.
They cut him yesterday. Pittsburgh swooped him up today.
The Ravens have a history, Jimmy, of picking wide receivers. Bad wide receivers. Don't fucking
like the
pan
Patriots.
Out.
Yeah, I like both. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
but I don't know why a lot of teams don't try to follow the Patriots model, right? The Patriots pretty much give up draft picks to gain more draft picks. So yeah. The higher draft pick they have, they give it up right. to acquire more draft picks.
Yeah.
And listen to your point, Johnny. Mm-hmm. The Patriots always go into the draft with a lot of draft picks.
And the Patriot model is to get a quarterback who's going to the Hall of Fame who takes an undermarket value deal because he's got a supermodel wife.
And go from there. So if you can find all
cheat,
that.
Cheat like motherfuckers whenever they can. And they start at 9 wins a year.
Yeah.
And build up. It's a good model.
In a weak-ass division.
Yes. In a division that, until the Bills figured their shit out, was on vacation for a decade.
20 years.
But I'm totally,
20 years, right.
I totally agree with Hatch. Like, I view every draft pick almost as a poker chip, not as a player. You need to leverage your way throughout the draft. You need to navigate your way throughout the draft. Every one of these scenarios I have here is a trade back scenario.
Okay, so you've printed out 3 sheets.
I think I've got more than that. But
can you please tell us what they are?
Yes, they are. So
so this is from Pro Football Focus, I see.
It is.
So they have a little draft generator for guys like you to play draft, play general manager.
Yeah, mock drafts where it loads the order that you're in, and then when your pick is up, you might even see the phone ringing with offers from other teams that want to trade.
Are you kidding me?
I try
Pro
my
Football
hardest.
Focus has this?
Yeah.
It's like a fucking video game.
It is. I try my hardest.
Do you dress up in a suit and tie and have a war room?
He's on a Zoom
Hold
call.
Hold on a second.
He's on a Zoom call.
Hold on. The Texans are on the phone. I got to answer this.
Shauna, cook me lunch. I'm on round 4 right now. I try my hardest not to accept trades to me that I say to myself, there's no way they would take that trade. That's fantasy land.
So in other words, the PFF computer generates a realistic draft order of who's going to take who. So they've put in the software. Like, they're not going to have a guy be drafted way out of position.
Correct.
Okay. And then you ride along as the GM of your team.
Yep.
And there's actually trade offers that come in.
Yep.
Okay. So you've had 3 scenarios.
All these scenarios are with the one major assumption, and that is that anyone would be willing to take a call to trade up to pick 11. To Hatch's point about the quarterbacks being
Commanders
a mystery,
are at 11.
Commanders are at 11. The quarterbacks are a mystery. So I don't know how many people would be willing to come up and get them. I'll just give you one scenario here. My favorite one would be this one. The Bills. The Bills gave me pick 25, a round 2 pick, and a round 3 pick for pick 11.
Okay.
And they took Drake London.
The wide receiver from USC, who's considered to be the best guy in the draft, 6'5 and nasty. You're shaking your head like, nah.
Runs a 4.6 or
it.
Something like that.
The Hatch doesn't like him.
Yeah,
why not?
I'm not sure. I'm crazy
too
about
stiff,
him. Too
stiff. Okay.
Not fast. And all he did was overpower little DBs.
Okay.
So all right. In his route running.
But in this scenario, Zabe, I'm sitting at 25.
So the Bills go up and spend the capital to get a guy to pair opposite Diggs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, now, and that's the kind of guy Drake London could work with because you got the Twitch guy.
Sure.
Drake is almost like a tight end. I mean,
did Cole Beasley leave Buffalo?
He did. Okay. Right? Yeah. But in this scenario, Zabe, at 25, Chris Olave is sitting on the board.
Ohio State wide receiver, considered to be maybe the second best guy at Ohio State. The number one guy is
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson, okay.
But if you'll notice, we won't dive in, but one, two,
so you took
three,
that
four,
trade
five,
down.
Six, seven, eight. I ended up with eight picks.
All right, so you took, who'd you take at 25?
Chris Olave.
Olave to the Commanders, okay.
Then my boy Des, he's not going to be around that
long. I took a flyer on Desmond Ridder.
With my, what pick?
Pick 47.
Yeah, he's not.
That's their natural pick, the Commanders, in round two?
That's their natural pick, but I also gained another round two pick at pick 57.
Okay.
I took maybe the baddest ass tight end in the draft, who Trey McBride out of Colorado State.
Yeah, okay. They have him ranked
all right.
One.
All right. That's scenario one. Take that away. Let's hear scenario two.
So I think Hatch will like this one, and I think this was my favorite draft. This was with the Chargers. I only went back to 17.
Okay.
So I didn't get a round two pick out of this, but I got back into the third round, and I got into the fifth round.
Okay.
So
who'd you take at 17?
Jameson Williams.
That's a good pick.
Okay, now he's an interesting one. This is why there's a lot of mystery, Hatch, about this draft, is you have a really good wide receiver who's currently in the shop and will be for the better part of all of this year.
No, he's already working out.
Yeah.
His knee injury for Jameson Williams that occurred in the SEC championship game.
Yep.
And he's working out already, so he could be ready mid-season, maybe?
That's what they're saying, yeah. Mid-season.
Ooh. So as I heard, what was it, Chad Ford, I think, today said, if you're going to avoid Jameson Williams for 6 weeks, you're an idiot. He's the best take the top off the defense.
He's the truth, they say.
Yeah.
Could he be better than Devontae Smith, who went to Philly?
They're similar.
Yeah, they're similar.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I watched him when I went to the game, Cincinnati and Alabama, and Sauce Gardner D'd him up.
Yep.
D'd him up
the
whole game.
Yeah.
You know, and except the times that they went zone. But when he went bump and run and played man-to-man.
How low could Sauce fall? Because I think he's going to be the
nine
truth.
At the most. He's going to go top seven, in my opinion.
Yeah, they got him going four to the Jets. A lot of people have him going four to the Jets.
I could easily see that.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but, you know, Hatch, you say that Sauce battled him. What if Sauce had to face Jameson Williams and McLaurin? Then who you put your guy on?
You mean if the – yeah.
Meaning Commanders really could use another weapon to pull people off of –
All right,
McLaurin.
So what was your third scenario for draft? Did you take somebody at your natural 11? So as GM Rhodesy for the Commanders, who'd you take at 11 natural? Do you have one of those or no?
No.
Who would you take?
I can tell you that who's there almost every time when I do it is Drake London is there as the best available almost every time when I'm at a pick 11.
Okay.
Olave's there. Garrett Wilson's usually gone. There are two safeties I love in this draft, and it's Seen – and Brisker.
Okay.
Brisker's a badass. He's undersized, though, but he's like a box safety who can cover.
Okay.
He's going to be like in the third round, right?
Yeah, there at the
both
most.
Of them.
Yeah.
Because the two tops are Daxton.
I like Cook,
Hall,
too, by the way.
Cook.
Brian Cook from Cincinnati.
Yep.
All right, let's talk the quarterbacks real quick here, and that is, how is it that there's 119 D1 programs, give or take? Plus more D2 that can produce a guy. And there isn't one really good quarterback in this year's draft. How is that?
Well, define really good quarterback.
A guy worth taking in the top 10. Well, there won't be a quarterback taken in the top 10, do you think?
Yes, there will.
Who?
Carolina
6.
They're taking Malik Willis is going to be gone before
out
pick
of
10.
Liberty. Okay.
Out of Liberty.
Boy, what a roll of dice.
It is a roll of dice. And I watched him play against a good team, and I wasn't really impressed. So with the same thing that I said about Justin Fields, what he was going to do in his first year came to fruition, which was he's going to be running around, using
his
athletic
life.
Ability,
right.
Running for his life and trying to make plays off of running around.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't help that Chicago's offensive line stinks, but
sure.
He did that because at Ohio State, they just, the receivers and everything, they just were so much better than everybody. It wasn't hard for him to step back and his first
see a
read,
guy
30 throw,
yards downfield wide
like
open.
Just like the Alabama quarterbacks.
Yes.
That's why I don't like them either. But that's the thing. Same thing with Malik Willis.
Okay.
His first year, he's going to get in there.
So Carolina's going to take somebody at 6.
Yes.
And likely you think it'll be Malik Willis.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it'll be Malik Willis. I mean, they're talking about Pickett going there, but I think that they're going to go Malik Willis. Now, I heard this tidbit on the radio the other day. So the Steelers at 20. So what the Steelers do is everyone since 2014, everyone that they've hosted at
picked.
No.
Oh, they've
the people that they've taken out to dinner are the people they've picked. And who'd they take out to dinner? Desmond Ritter and Malik Willis.
Ritter's good.
So they're going to take them both.
They're one of them.
One of them.
I mean, I think their first choice is Malik Willis, but I don't think he's going to be around by 20 unless the Steelers trade up. But the Steelers are not known to give up picks and trade up. They stay where they are. So if he's gone, they're going to take
That's hilarious. The Steelers are too cheap to spend a dinner on anybody they're not going to draft.
Have we ever stopped to think that maybe all the pencil necks that are in their mom's basement blogging might be wrong about this quarterback class?
Could be.
There have been many where they're bullish on, and they've been wrong about that, too.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I'm high on a couple of these quarterbacks.
Baker Mayfield stinks.
Yeah.
Number one pick. And who did he get? Who was he picked before? Deshaun Watson, who everyone tried to tell to pick. Before him, and Patrick Mahomes.
Deshaun Watson, probably the best rookie season of all time.
I mean,
before Mahomes, I guess it was RG3, and then Deshaun, and then Mahomes. Yeah. But
all right. Desmond Ritter, your quarterback from Cincinnati. Kenny Pickett out of Pittsburgh. Matt Corral, Ole Miss. Sam Howell, North. Just go. Nobody can see on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. We're not on camera anymore.
I didn't get the cameras going. We're not going
to
stop for it.
You want me to tell
you
who Sam Howell is? Sam Howell is.
You're about 50% with me on these quarterback opinions. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Sam Howell is the equivalent of Rex Grossman.
Please.
Same person.
Okay.
All right. He's not my favorite, by the way, but he's. I think he's going to be good in the right situation.
Couldn't he be like Mitch Trubisky?
Another
the guy they talked himself into from North Carolina. He's the truth, man. I'm telling you.
I've been dying to bring this guy up because I know Hatch is going to fall out of his
Sam
chair.
Sam Howell, nope. North Carolina. Matt Corral, Ole Miss.
Mm-mm.
Carson Strong, Nevada.
Best NFL arm in the game, in the draft.
Okay.
And if you watch the film, to your point about Willis, I'm also with you on that. I'm not impressed. Like, their entire offense – there was almost no intermediate level throws. He has none. It's just deep, go route,
okay,
or go.
The six guy, Jack Cohn is also listed, Skylar Thompson. These are all Drek.
Yeah.
It's a six quarterback class. Willis, Ritter, Pickett, Corral, Howell, and Strong, right?
But we know somebody's going to end up being good.
So of those six, right, like of always. Those six, I want you guys to get on record, and we'll visit this next year. Who's going to be a QB1 eventually? That's all. Just QB1. Not Pro Bowl. Just a guy who earns the job and
starts
week in, week out. Doesn't have to be his rookie year. Might be second year. Is there a QB1 in those six guys? Willis, Ritter, Pickett, Corral, Howell, and Strong.
I think Willis will be QB1 because they're going to have to be forced.
They're
going to
make him be one.
Too high.
Yeah.
Pick,
okay.
Maybe.
All right.
I think Desmond Ritter is going to have a
I like
good
Desmond
career.
Ritter.
And I also think Kenny Pickett will have a pretty good career.
All right. Name one draft pick you were dead wrong about who turned out to be really good.
Carson Palmer? I've been pretty spot on with the quarterbacks.
Okay.
Carson Palmer I was wrong about.
Okay.
I was wrong about him and Josh Allen.
Yeah, a lot of people were skeptical about Josh Allen. And for the first couple of years, it looked like wasn't there. He made the commitment to get good. He's a stud. I was totally wrong about Mahomes. I was like, what is Kansas City doing?
That's what Jim and I were talking about on the way up here. I just didn't know enough about Mahomes
I didn't either.
Have an opinion.
I didn't know he was a freakish athlete. I didn't know he had such a pedigree with his parents and, you know, the mind and everything else. It didn't matter that he played in this outdoor foot arena league
yeah.
and had numbers that, yeah, they were gaudy, but it's also because he was fucking good.
I'm pretty
I watched him play.
Him,
I watched him play at Texas Tech a couple of times, and I wasn't too highly impressed with him myself.
All right, Johnny, who were you wrong about who turned out to be good?
All right, so I'll let you guys decide if he's good or not, but he did hold the starting position for years and won two Super Bowls.
Who that?
Eli. He looked like shit in college. I'm like, he's only going to get drafted because he's Peyton Manning's brother. The guy is horrible.
Yeah.
I thought he played pretty good at Miss because Ole Miss didn't have a good team, and they were only good when he was there.
By the way, is Arch going to be really good or no?
I don't know. He's got a weird recruiting tour going
on
right now.
He sure does indeed. Name one guy you were dead wrong about who turned out to be bad. For me, it was RG3. Okay. I said about RG3, I go, man, this guy is unnaturally mature for his age. I bought into
the
hype.
Well, we were gaga at first.
But I bought into all the press conference stuff. He seemed so poised, and it was all a fucking veneer. His teammates hated his ass. He
talk
was
too much. Too much.
Exactly.
Oh my God! I was like, shut up.
Exactly.
Stop talking.
Yeah. And then it turned out the way it did. Who are you dead wrong about? Who turned out to be shit? You were high on him, and you're like, yep, he sucked. Johnny?
Jamar Russell.
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, shit.
I thought he was going to be good.
You didn't count on the purple Drizank being part of that problem.
And the laziness.
Yes,
exactly. 260.
And the weight. Oh, my God.
75.
Johnny.
But
guys,
he looked good at LSU.
I would have bet one of my testicles that Ryan Leaf was going to be a Hall of Famer.
We didn't know about the drugs.
Right. I mean.
And the craziness.
I was in awe of that dude in college.
He was great.
He was. I thought he was going to be great.
But. How about a sleeperish pick that you either said, this guy's going to be a stud, or this guy ain't it? I called it on Baker Mayfield from the start. I said, this guy is just another Johnny Manziel type. Way too into his own act. And that's kind of bearing itself out. By the way, he's sitting there rotting on the roster. What are they going to do with him?
He's either going to be a June 1 cut, right, for salary cap purposes, or they keep him because
they're
that fool's going to have to play.
I know.
They're going to sit Deshaun Watson for at least 4 to 6 games.
Wow. Can you imagine Baker Mayfield having to be a 6-game caddy?
Yeah, like stepsister. Like, yes. He's just sitting there. Oh,
boy, I'd be
fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I don't like about him, and this is what a lot of players today, crybabies. The first thing he should have said when they signed Deshaun Watson was like, hey, this is my job.
Bring
he's going to have to come take it. I'm going to work hard, and we're going to compete to see who's going to win. We already know who's got the job. They paid him $230 million.
Guaranteed.
Be a grown man. Don't sit up there and talk about you disrespected.
Yeah.
Anyone.
That's why I don't
tell
like
people,
him.
I tell anyone, it doesn't matter what job you have. If your boss thinks he can get somebody better than you, he's going to replace you.
Yeah.
That doesn't have nothing to do with disrespect.
Right.
It has to do with they just think
Mayfield
they're better.
What if Baker Mayfield goes 6-0? Filling in for Deshaun Watson.
Oh, that'd be juicy as fuck.
Wouldn't it?
And what if Deshaun comes in and throws 3 picks in his first game? Oh, God. This is why the NFL is crack. It's why it's king.
It is.
It's
yeah.
the greatest reality show going.
But he's already psyched himself out. He's not going to do that.
No, I'm not about him. Guy that was either you thought was going to be good, turned out to be good, kind of sleeperish, or a guy you were like, nope, I'm betting the don't pass line on him. Think of anybody?
Well, I was high on –
Wilson, the kid from BYU, stunk last year.
No, on Justin Herbert. But then the experts told us the year that he was drafted that he's falling, that he's slipping, and then he slipped.
And why did
the
they
draft.
Say Herbert fell?
I don't know.
They
I don't
said
understand.
He was
it.
Sort of shy. They didn't think he.
Yeah,
had
he wasn't an alpha
quality.
Guy.
Slow release.
But dude, I would.
I didn't
take
think
that
he was
going to
be. I watched Oregon play. I think they played in a bowl. What bowl game? They played in the Rose Bowl or something. I watched him play. He didn't play that well, and he was getting sacked. And it
he
was
had a
terrible
Rose Bowl game.
I was like, this dude is terrible. They're talking about this guy going to be drafted.
Well, maybe we should learn from that because Ritter laid an egg in that one big game. But Ritter is going to be a good NFL quarterback.
Herbert's the new Elway. He's fucking.
He looks like Elway.
He just makes me fucking go, Jesus! Look
I
at this guy.
I think he's more athletic.
Right. Mm. He's probably a more athletic Elway.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but That's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe.
Okay, what's your team's biggest draft regret, i.e. for Washington? Do you regret not taking Herbert and you got Chase Young instead, Rhodesy?
I can't say that because I'm making some too many assumptions.
Okay,
there.
Is there another one back years ago you're like, God damn, this still bothers me that we passed on so-and-so to take this guy?
Well, we did pass on Aaron Rodgers to take Carlos Rodgers.
That is true. Of course, we got
A lot of teams did.
That's true.
And then he was taken because we had two picks in that first round.
That's right. They took Jason Campbell.
One pick after Rodgers.
Like he was like 25, right?
That's the one to take to your grave. One pick away, and you had another pick. You could have flipped him.
Let me give you more recent. We were the Commanders.
You can say we. You're a we.
We're a two-point conversion away from Joe Burrow.
I know. They fucked
but
that
they
up.
They had to be big boys and stop somebody from scoring a two-point conversion.
Well, the Dolphins on that play laid down because they knew the stakes. And this is where people want to rip on, you know, Stephen Ross telling, you know, Flores to tank.
Tank game.
Fuck, that really helped out big time. Anyway, what about your team, the Cowboys? Is it taking Felix Jones over Matt Forte,
no.
Ray Rice, Jamal Charles? Is it David LaFleur?
Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah. You passed on Randy Moss.
Probably burns a little bit.
Stings.
Who did you take instead?
I can't remember who they took.
What year is, I'll look it up right now. What year is Moss's draft?
I think 98, was it?
Okay. Yep.
With Culpepper, right?
98.
1998 NFL draft. Let's go to it, kids. That was the Peyton Manning draft.
Let's go to the tape.
Let's go to it. And Randy Moss was taken 21st overall by Minnesota. And the Cowboys, ahead of you guys, took Greg Ellis, defensive end.
And he had an okay
out of North Carolina.
Yep, he had
played
68 solid
games. By the way, Rhodesy, you being a draft nick, you know to go to Pro Football Reference.
I have it all the time. I love it.
Because it's amazing. They've got everyone's stats, how many games they played, so you can see right there.
But, you know, in fairness
career,
to the Cowboys,
he wasn't Randy Moss.
In fairness to the Cowboys and the Redskins during the Aaron Rodgers draft, a lot of teams found reason to pass over these guys. It's really hard to understand sometimes when you look back in retrospect.
Well, one of the biggest mistakes was Lael Collins getting undrafted just because there was a horrible crime that might have involved him, but they had no real hard proof, and they were just scared of it. And I said, somebody fucking draft him. What's the worst that could happen? Use a third rounder on him. If he's innocent, you got a first round pick.
Yep.
Dallas got him.
Yep.
My favorite thing, they signed him as a free agent, but he didn't get picked.
Right. My favorite thing about the draft, when you say there's a puzzle, Zabe.
Yes.
Is how often people are wrong. I've got here the 2019 pre-draft wide receiver.
Oh, let's hear.
Forecast. So this dude puts them in four categories.
Who's the dude?
I don't remember.
All right. There's a dude.
Expert, quote unquote. He's got number one wide receivers that could be high caliber twos. He's got reliable twos that could be high end threes, low end threes, contributing fours, and then the rest.
Who were his best of his best in 2019?
He did pretty well. He's got A.J. Brown.
Currently unhappy.
Kelvin Harmon was his third receiver.
Kelvin Harmon.
From NC State.
Washington guy.
Wait.
He's on their practice squad right now.
He is, but N'Keal Harry, he's awful.
Awful. His last guy in this bucket is DK Metcalf. Check out this list. How many of these guys are doing well? You got Hollywood.
What's the list?
Marquise Brown.
No, read the list.
Reliable number two wide
reliable
receivers.
Reliable twos.
Okay. High-end number
high-end threes. He's got Marquise Brown and Debo. He did well there. Anthony
what
Johnson.
Is Marquise
Debo
Brown?
Samuels is
Jimmy
a number
West.
One.
Marquise
yeah, no
Brown.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown is a novelty act, isn't he?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
he is.
I wouldn't call him a novelty act.
He's three catches for 98 yards and a touchdown.
He's Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun
I mean,
Watson.
Deshaun Jackson.
But a cheaper version.
Yeah.
Deshaun
right now, Jackson could run routes.
Right now. Now, maybe he'll Brown, evolve into more than that. But, yeah.
He's
okay.
a deep threat receiver.
But yes. You guys have any idea where Dylan Mitchell is playing right now?
He was
or
on
Anthony
that.
Anthony Johnson?
Yeah.
Emmanuel Hall? Antoine Wesley?
I have no idea who these guys are. Okay.
Riley Ridley?
Andy Isabella's doing pretty good.
Yep. Stanley Morgan?
Riley Ridley's the one who had the mental health issue and left Atlanta, then came back and got in trouble for gambling on football.
No, not Riley Ridley. That's Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know
Deontay
who Riley really
Johnson.
Is.
He's a number one.
Low-end threes, contributing fours, Deontay Johnson.
Shit.
That dude's a one now.
Paris Campbell, starter in Indy.
Okay.
Ready for this?
All right, let me see.
What's the list? What is the
rosterable number fives, super specific niche pass catchers.
Okay.
Terry McLaurin.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they missed so bad on McLaurin.
Hunter Renfrow. Is a ball,
beast.
A reception fiend.
Yes.
Mecole Hardman, I will agree, he's niche, but he's an impact player.
Oh, Hardman hey. For
Mecole
Kansas
Hardman,
City.
Hey,
he's doing pretty good.
Let's see how he does now without Tyreek there.
Right. So
in other words,
it's a crapshoot.
Nobody knows shit.
Well, right. And then
it's a lottery.
Yep,
it's a crapshoot.
And I want to transpose this into this year's draft in specific to wide receivers. I want to know, how much difference is there between Olave and Sky Moore? How much difference is there between Christian Watson and Wilson, Garrett Wilson? There, I don't believe there's a lot of separation between the top guy in this draft and, you know, mid-tier guy. Well, I think there's a lot of value deep in this draft.
There is. And there's a narrative, too. This is what people don't understand. There's a narrative with Todd McShay and Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
They push the guys from the big schools. These guys have relationships with these Ohio States and the Michigans. They have these relationships. And Mel Kiper and Todd McShay push the Georgias and they push the Michigans
then
and Ohio
the first
State
guy.
Because they have those relationships and they can go to them and get information.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, I'll push your guy. Here, give me some information.
Then they're the
and
first
that's
guy
why
to scream that it was a reach.
Right.
And reach, then you're the one that said
it. Right. And then that's where they create the separation.
Yeah.
Because Olave's at Ohio State and Sky Moore's at Western Michigan.
Right.
So if you look at how these players are doing in the league, look what schools they came from.
Yep.
A lot of these guys didn't come from big-time schools.
Right.
Like T.Y. Hilton's had a great career. Where did he go to school? Toledo or Kent State or something like that?
Here's how bad it is.
Deontay Johnson went to Toledo. Sorry.
Here's how bad it is. You have no idea. You talk about the big school bias and the context and all this personal shit. Mel Kiper Jr., widely perceived to be the best draft guy out there, right? He was friends with an agent by the name of Ralph Sindrich, who was stood up in his wedding. His agent represented this quarterback from Notre Dame who went to the Panthers. I can't remember his name, but he stunk. First-round pick. Notre Dame quarterback. Can you think of him? Can you pull it?
I will.
I'm struggling right now. And Mel Kiper screamed.
I know who you're talking
blurted
about.
Blurted out.
He was number like – he had dark hair. He had dark hair. He was a big-time high school player.
He was in the national – he played in a big game.
He was a big-time high school player. Got
anyway,
all his pub. I know
he
who you're
stood,
talking about.
Mel Kiper Jr. swore by him, saying, this guy is a first-round pick. But it took Andy Pollin working with Mel Kiper to know the fact that his agent was in his fucking wedding, and he was doing him
that's
a solid.
I forgot they
and
were working together.
That's what Mel Kiper does.
And he didn't give a shit that he was wrong because he was doing a favor to his best friend who had a client who wanted to be a first rounder, and Mel knew he'd get shit wrong like everyone does, so who cares?
Right.
Which was very disillusioning to me because I thought stupidly, Johnny, that he tried to do his best all the time and be like, hey, I can't pump your guy because.
He's been great for the league because he pimped the draft. We are
He's a TV personality.
He's TV.
Man. Just like.
Oh, you're making me Google this now. Like, Jimmy Clausen. Jimmy Clausen. Jimmy, Clausen, Jimmy fucking Clausen.
Yeah, terrible.
Couldn't play dead in a Western and stunk.
Just like. The combine.
All right,
combine.
How much does freaking do you ever even see Bill Belichick? He goes because he has to, and he says it. He goes, "I go to this thing because I have to. I don't care.
I don't think
what
he goes.
Those guys do. He has to. They have to go.
No, I think he's avoided
he goes.
It.
No, nope, okay. He goes. He says he has to go, but he says I don't care about that. Who? It's such a. It that's for the fans. Nobody runs
combine.
A game. Nobody runs 40 yards straight ahead. Why do you have linemen running 40
they
yards?
Took the damn they don't thing run away 40 from Indianapolis yards. From now on.
Huh?
Or Indy. They took it from Indy.
They did.
No, they didn't.
I mean, that's
next year's
the
not
shorts
there
Olympics.
Where is it going to be?
I think Vegas.
I don't know about that.
Check me. I'm not sure.
I think they said they were thinking about it.
Okay.
And they got a lot of pushback.
Okay.
Because Indy's very convenient. Okay. Real quick, some draft quick hitters, and then we're going to play a game to finish today called right. Where Do You Stand Wednesday? I play it on my show in Milwaukee. I think you guys will like it. Quick hitters on the draft. Here we go. Should players get an appearance fee to attend the draft?
Yes.
I agree.
The NFL's making money. Why can't they?
Fuck yeah. It's $100,000, and I'll show up, and I'll get on stage. I'll bro-hug the commissioner.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. They got to band together, though. It can't be one or two guys. You got to get together and go, ain't nobody's coming.
Yep.
Okay. Number two, Mel Kiper or Todd McShay?
Mel Kiper or Todd McShay?
Who do you listen
like
to more?
Tell
who do you
Todd
like more?
McShay.
I actually like Jeremiah, but
you like Daniel Jeremiah from Move the Sticks
over
NFL
Network.
Yeah, I'll
go with McShay over Kiper.
Okay, would you prefer the draft to go back to being an all-day Saturday and Sunday affair?
No, because it already is. They take second through fourth and make it all day. We'll be at our boy Kyle's house Thursday night watching the draft.
I just remember the good old days of playing golf out. At Queenstown Harbor on a Saturday in springtime, and you'd come into the clubhouse at the turn, and you'd look up at the TV on ESPN, who drafted who, and you go back to playing golf. Good times. Oh. I want it back to Saturday. All day Saturday starting to
do it. I agree.
Call Kamish.
I agree.
Right. And then finally, would you ever attend the draft in person?
No. Unless my kid was getting drafted.
Is that possible?
I got one son left.
As far as we know.
Did you tie the tubes off yet?
Yep.
You did. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The baby maker's done.
Yeah, in Cleveland? No. Done. In Vegas? Yeah.
So you would stand around all day with the hoople heads wearing your commander's jersey, going, yeah, drinking beers and being part of.
Or I'd do it in my home team's city.
Okay. Here we go. Where do you stand Wednesday? Simple question. Where do you stand? Where do you stand on J.R. Smith getting a Lululemon contract? To wear the gear, the Lululemon apparel for golf. Hottest golf apparel trend in the last 20 years, Lululemon.
Bring on more joggers, I guess, huh?
Is
Van Royen.
You call them joggers?
That's what these guys are wearing.
Joggers.
They're kind of joggers.
Because they're tight at the bottom.
But they got belt loops.
Don't show up at Maryland National wearing that shit, Zabe.
I wear this nowadays. Fatso.
I actually like Lululemon.
All right. J.R. Smith's at HBC. Where's he?
Yes.
North Carolina Central.
Yes. He can barely break 80. Taking a scholarship. Taking a roster spot, getting endorsement deals.
Dude, get what you can get, man.
Okay, fine.
All, more power to him.
All right. Where do you stand, media? Where do you stand on the show Winning Time on HBO about the Lakers?
Oh, I love it. I've watched every episode.
And why do you love it?
Because... One, Magic Johnson said he wasn't watching it when they asked him in an interview. He's like, man, I'm not watching that. They didn't even come talk to me about it. I'm not watching it. So that's one reason why I'm watching it. And just, it's made well.
John C. Reilly, really
it's
good.
It's made well. Yeah.
Johnny, do you watch it?
Yeah, well, so I have a funny story about it real quick. I have one of my twin boys, Grant, is a massive NBA fan.
Oh.
And so, Dad, let's watch this show. I turn it on, and within 5 minutes, I see more boobies than I've seen in several years.
You don't think your son Grant has already seen boobies?
Well, this was pretty.
Yeah, that first one where he's
first scene?
Eating the girl's cooch. Magic Johnson, Based on that movie, Magic Johnson liked to eat a lot of cooch.
Well, hey, man.
Hey, he did a lot of
More
things.
Power to him. Just plow through it. You all know right. what? I so thought it was very well done, though. I mean, yeah. Oh, my God. Riley.
I don't like all the talking to the camera. To me, that's like you're spoon feeding. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, tell the story another way. I do love the fact they've got to come up with all these fake replicas of guys. A fake Larry Bird. A fake
Dr. J. Which was pretty good.
It's hard to fucking do. You got to find an actor who's athletic enough and kind of vaguely looks with enough makeup and hair.
How about our boy Jack Kent Cook in the show?
Yeah. That just reminded me, like, that was spot on. He's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
But I love how they portrayed Dr. Jerry Buss. I didn't know Dr. Jerry Buss until I started watching the show. I think he was a great guy.
Total playboy.
Great guy.
All right. Where do you stand Wednesday? Where do you stand food? Where do you stand on lobster? We're about to go into Ford's Fish Shack. They're not paying us for this commercial. I usually get the Connecticut lobster roll, which is warm lobster with butter only. No mayonnaise. Lettuce or mayonnaise and shit. And
brothers don't eat mayonnaise.
Don't generalize for everybody. This brother don't eat mayonnaise. Others might.
Brothers don't eat vagina either. But
we don't eat mayonnaise. We do that.
Uncle Junior does.
We do that, but we don't eat mayonnaise. Miracle Whip, yes, no mayonnaise.
I like lobster, but every time I get it, I say, God, it's expensive. And is it really that good? Where do you stand on lobster, Johnny?
You know, one night you got steak and lobster in there, and he and I looked at each other and said, I'll take that. And it was delicious, but it's overrated.
Okay,
crab leg is
you
much
like lobster?
Better.
I love lobster. Okay. My mother's from Maine, so I was raised on Maine lobster.
Where do you stand, Wednesday? Where do you stand etiquette? Where do you stand on asking a partner for a golf ball to use because you have run out?
Actually, that happened in a senior golf event, and there was no rules violation. The only rules violation he got was he got a delay of game penalty, two-stroke penalty.
Delay of game?
Delay a game, but he was
allowed.
How long
does it take to ask a guy, hey, I need a ball?
Well, first he thought he was done. I read the article in Golf Digest. He thought he was done. It was a senior golf event. He goes, okay. I'm done. I ran out of balls. Yeah. And then they were like, he's like, what do I do? And they're like, you're allowed to get a ball from somebody else. He's like, what?
Did it have to match his brand and style?
It just had to match the brand, and it didn't, and that was another two-stroke penalty. But he still was able to finish. He still was able to play.
Holy shit.
And finish the round. Rick, he didn't have to DQ from the tournament.
Rick Garboski.
Yeah.
Is that where you found it?
Yeah, the Hoag Classic.
Yeah.
He ran out of golf balls after, get this, Johnny, just four
balls. I was going to say,
he had given his balls away. He said, I made a mistake by giving too many balls away to fans. And then I realized, damn, I don't have any balls.
Yeah, he showed up on the first tee with like only three balls in his bag.
Right.
The caddy freaked out. The caddy's like,
given so many away. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay. But when you're playing with buddies, I have on rare occasion had to say, I need a ball.
Oh,
I feel so lame.
Well, you're on the tee, you jack one out of bounds, you don't have one in your pocket.
No. I'm talking.
You need to keep it.
I'm out.
You're out of balls.
I need a ball.
I would find a different way. I would mope. I would look ridiculously sorrow-stricken and stricken.
And wait for your buddy to ask, what's the matter?
Extend the...
But who do you...
That could take all day. Guys don't ask each other what's the matter.
I say, can you fucking read a room? Look at me.
I'm not your therapist.
Usually,
if you need a fucking ball, just let me know.
Usually most people you're playing golf with are your buddies.
Yeah.
So I always say, give me a ball, man. Okay. I'm out of balls. Shit, I don't have any balls.
Give me a ball in Florida last week, man.
I'm out. Damn, I'll get you back.
All right. Golf. Okay, where do you stand Wednesday? Where do you stand women category? Fuck, marry, kill any Kardashian. Fuck, marry, kill any Kardashian. For me, I'm fucking Kim. I'm going to marry Khloe, and I'd probably kill the mom so she can't continue foisting them upon America.
That's my order, too. I'm knocking boots with Kim. I mean,
now, there's Kylie and Kendall Jenner, but they're awfully young. It's kind of weird. By the way, killing is all hypothetical.
I'm not going to say I'm killing Kim.
All right, how about this?
Instead of my clearance.
Instead of a fuck, marry, kill, how about just pick one Kardashian? I'm a Khloe guy more than I am a Kim guy.
I don't like any of them.
Kim's butt is the weirdest looking thing I've ever seen, but she's a beautiful girl.
Yes, she is.
She's beautiful.
Her butt is her moneymaker. It's not weird.
I just think they're
big.
Wasn't she? She was at up in Baltimore at the BMW.
She was?
Yep.
I was up there in that BMW club.
Yeah, she was there.
Dang. All right, last one, boys. Where do you stand Wednesday? Other category. Where do you stand on green bubble people in text threads who mess up group texting?
Like
Android people or people who are not on iMessage.
The
old green message guy.
I'm
scourge of the earth in some people's minds.
I'm not a big fan of group text, period.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I'm on two threads that my wife thinks, how in the world? Look, Jim and Kyle and Fran and some other guys, we text probably 1,000 times a week. No shit.
Why can't I get in on that fun?
Be careful what you wish for. You're on now. Are you green?
No, I turned blue.
Okay, you're on.
I learned the virtues of being a blue iMessage guy.
We had a green guy in there that I happened to
tell off, and
you're like, get the fuck out. You're ruining this.
Well, you can't even put it. Sometimes you can't, like, forward attachments and stuff.
I know.
In the group thread.
I know. There's a lot to be said for it. Now, there's for our golf trip to Myrtle, Verizon limits the number. Did you know this? To 20 people.
Huh.
I found this out the hard way. I'm like, why isn't this fucking going through? Had to Google it, and they're like, Verizon, of all providers, they only limit it to 20. So now I've got to convince the guys, Hatch, to download either Slack, which can message.
Or Telegram
or Signal or another apps.
Don't put me on that group text.
Well, you don't like group text, and you know guys like McGowan ain't going to do
shit. You're a hypocrite. You know that?
Why?
You just said, why am I not on your 5-person thread? And you're telling me you have a 20-plus person thread and I'm not on it.
It's for the golf trip. But I do have other.
I don't know you anymore.
Okay. I got other threads I could let you join. There's a good Wisconsin golf thread I think you'd like.
I'd like to be in touch with those guys.
Okay. I'll see if I can rope you in. But how do I start a new thread? I don't know.
It's not easy, actually.
Oh, really? It's kind of hard to do?
I think, yeah.
All right, boys. Good run today. Rhodesy and Hatch.
Let's go eat some lobster.
Did you get a hookup in Orlando because somebody knew me and they heard you on this podcast?
Not necessarily, but the guy that did hook us up knows you.
So there's benefits to be had for you.
How did that work? Explain.
I would disagree with this.
We don't have time. We got to get out. But I don't mind you guys leveraging this because I don't pay you for this.
No. I'm giving you the dikembe. That wasn't how it worked.
Okay.
But I love you.
All right. Love you, boys. All right. Let's go eat some food, damn it. Thank you.
All right.
There it is. Another episode of Rhodesy and Hatch.
All right.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.